Case, please.
First case, case number 10199, Edwin F. Jacobson, east of Road 357, east of Marshy Hope Way, being Lot 30 within W. Glenn Newton's development. A variance from a maximum height requirement. Also, case number 10141, Edward F. Jacobson, east of Road 357, east of Marshy Hope Way, being Lot 30 within W. Glenn Newton's development, a special use exception to place a windmill.
Name and address.
Edwin F. Jacobson, 29230 Marshy Hope Way.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you.
You hand them all to him.
I'll hand them all down. Okay. There we go.
All right. Has all the members got the necessary needed paper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. We're working on it. But
I want you to. No, we'll wait till you get called up. We'll start with that, yeah.
Okay, sir.
You okay.
Okay, yes. Thank you for hearing me again. Back for my second trip here, and at the request of you guys, of everyone that needed some additional information on the wind turbines. And there were three basic things you needed, and I gave you two of the three right there in the package. It's self-explanatory if you read them. If you haven't read them, the four-page insert is a engineering study done by an engineer, not a Delaware engineer, but a Maryland engineer that certifies the pole that I'm going to be using for the wind turbines. And he does certify that the poles we're using are sound and will be sufficient to hold the two wind turbines fully loaded. The second item that I gave you is not really a technical piece of information, but it's an email that I got from the manufacturer giving the decibel level of the wind turbines, which that was in response to your questions. And just as a way of introducing that, the way they explained to me, a tractor trailer traveling at a normal speed will generate 55 decibels passing by a residential house, say, and these turbines generate significantly less than that. I mean, I believe, can I borrow one of the tests, one of yours there?
This?
Yeah, I believe it's at the very top, it says...
15 dB at 33 miles per hour at 50 feet?
Right.
Okay, 2 dBs at 12 miles an hour at 50 feet.
Right.
What's silent mean?
That's just an explanation, that's just a declarative that it's relatively silent compared to most background noises. And the third piece of information but the third reason I'm here is for the height of the turbine. And on this
house, the height was asked for was a variance from the 42-foot height to a 49-foot dimension. Height due to the trees that are in close proximity to that turbine. And on the other one, I'm asking for a 46-foot, which is a four-foot variance for the height, due to the fact that I'm in an open area and there's no vegetation or trees anywhere close by. And I have them with me. I have peak of roof for the house, for each house, just to make sure I have a surveyed in peak of roof to verify that I am under the height restriction for my houses, but I'm just asking for a higher height for the turbines anyway. So, but I do have verified peak of roof study on both houses.
You're asking for what here? What are you asking for this one? This is 10199. That's your case number on this?
The address is 29233.
4862 Robin Circle. Which one's that?
Oh, no, that's...
Which one's that?
That's my home. That's...
Okay, well, which one are we talking about here, the case number?
Do you know them by lot?
I know them by lot.
Okay.
Okay, how about lot?
This is lot 30.
Okay.
This is lot 41.
Okay.
At 30, you need to get above trees. 41 is for what purpose? Get above the roof?
Right. Okay. 41 is just to get myself above the roof. I'm not asking. There are two turbines, and they're stacked on top of each other, and one will be below the roof line, and one will be slightly above the roof line.
They're asking for 7 feet on the 30-foot lot?
I'm sorry, Sid.
On number 30, lot 30, you're asking for how much of a variance again?
7 feet.
7 feet, right? Okay.
Okay, gentlemen, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two. Would you like to come forward, ma'am, and speak? Both of you, would you? Those that would like to speak that in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. You need to come up. This is 10,199.
Names and addresses, please.
Oh, I'm Jacqueline Ostetter.
This is the 10,199. And we're voting on now.
And it's 29222 Marshy Hope Way.
Okay. And this is incorporated in for 10-1.
I'm Stetter. Stetter?
This one here.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody in here named Smith or anything?
D-E-R.
I swear you in, you can give them to that elderly gentleman at the end.
A good looking gentleman.
That was good.
Okay.
Good-looking elderly gentleman.
Oh, you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Right,
thank you.
Yeah. That's the both time and together. I'm just going to remind him. So this is what this represents. Remember, he's taking 149. Yeah, because he had
okay.
A plate, and the last time he was coming back to get above the roof line.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I'm going to ask everybody again before we start. To make sure that we're right.
This here is his.
This is standing at my fence taking
my house. Let me stop you. Is this lot 30? 30?
That's
30.
No, this is lot 41.
He's got to be that one. We held it over. So he
yes, I know. But that's what I have to do. This is not case number 1099.
Right.
I need
well,
to
this
this
is July.
Not 30.
This is
law. See the case, you need two different cases.
Yeah.
He's coming back to the height.
Let me show you what we have here. You got the case number 10-200.
Same place.
Yeah, same place.
Okay. You listen to me now, okay? You listening?
He had to have two different things.
I'll do the talking, you do the listening. See what it says?
So we need to come back to show us.
Case number 10-200. That's all I need to know from you. This is what you'll be talking about. But we're talking about case number 199.
Okay.
All right. This is 10,200. Now, what's the other one?
I don't want it for 6:30, but they nailed it.
You don't want to talk about that one, right? Okay, fine.
Mr. Chairman, okay, though we're talking about 10,200, which is 141, okay, lot number that's out of order here. She thought we were talking about 199. It's
this is lot number 30?
This is this is not lot number 30, right?
Right. This is lot number 41, and 30 correct. Is directly across the street from it.
Okay.
So lot 41, then, is case number 10,200. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, counsel?
What was called? I thought we called...
We called 10,199 is the case that we called.
Okay, then we should just be dealing with 99, then, at this point.
Yeah, we have to deal with 99. Yeah, I'm right. Sorry. We're going to call for that one.
I'm in opposition to both, so it's all good.
Are you in opposition to the windmill itself, or are you in opposition to the height?
To both, actually. The proposed height would obstruct the view from our house, and we feel negatively impact the economic value of it, as well as the view that we are currently obtaining. And then specifically to the windmill, we had environmental concerns about whether or not it will kill birds and also the noise issue that will arise from it.
The only thing the hearing is open for is for the height?
Just for the height.
It's not. I thought when we merged the two cases, the windmill also became part of it.
No, the merger was to take into account a case under old business where the testimony's already been completed just to allow the board to vote on them both at the same time. Right. But the only public hearing right now has to do with height.
The height. Okay.
Well, in that case, we're in opposition to the height of
the
my
height.
House. Yes.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Why would it bother you the height? Why is it bothering you the height of it?
Currently, that would our feelings that would almost create something that would look like an antenna that was coming up from behind the house and obstruct our view. Our view is currently now of the bay and that area, and that by having something up there, we feel like that would obstruct the view and negatively impact the economic value of our property.
Being that much higher, it would still get your view. Right?
It's also the difference in the type of the structure that's being created. If it were a height... variance to perhaps for a spire on a house, that would be different than, say, a height variance for what is essentially an industrial application.
Okay. Thank you. Ma'am? Ma'am?
Sure. I'm opposed to it because he's putting it right next to my house. And there's open ground from there out to the ocean. He could put it on the other side of his house. I have no air conditioning. I have my windows open. And he's got pictures of how close he is to my home. And noise. I don't see why he can't put it on the other side of his house.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
And he told me there was going to be two originally.
And we're still talking about number 41.
Now it's two on one pipe on my house, by my house. Turbines.
Okay.
Speaking about...
But, ma'am, you're speaking about case number 10,200, which is lot 41. But we're dealing right now with lot 30.
Okay, I'm directly next door to him.
Okay. That's all I'm dealing with. So let's go back again then. All we called for at the beginning was case number 10,199, which is lot 30. Does everybody understand that? That's what we're dealing with right now then. So you are in opposition to the height on number 30. The young
on mine.
So you're not in no opposition then to this one on lot 30?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, then. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion on case number 10,199, which pertains to lot 30. And it is for the height, 7-foot variance from the required 42 height maximum.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,199 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,199 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. What that means, this case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office in the morning. Okay, next case, please.